listener production.
Hi, Scott Leake here with your news briefing. A sea of angry school teachers in red shirts is sweeping across New South Wales, with thousands of public and Catholic educators striking over pay and conditions. It's the first time in more than 25 years they've protested together. High school teacher Alice has told Nine they're burnt out.
I know many, many colleagues who have actually left the profession or are seriously thinking about leaving the profession. The job has just become way too complex.
And train drivers claim the industrial action today should not be impacting services for commuters. There's delays across the network today, but the union says it's not their doing. Alex Klassens from the RTBU says the action they're taking today over safety concerns should only impact management.
For whatever reason, management have decided to implement the weekend timetable. We did know, for example, that they would do that tomorrow, because tomorrow we're only operating 30% of the fleet. So there's certainly justification to go into a weekend timetable tomorrow, a day early, but not for today. So we're disappointed that they've chosen to do that.
Over 200 workers at an ice cream factory in Lismore, some of whom lost their homes in the floods, may soon lose their jobs as well. Norco is warning it'll be forced to stand down its staff unless Canberra extends support, with their current package due to run out on July 15. It comes as locals say only about 10% of the $50 million in federal relief funding has actually made its way into bank accounts. And we've certainly been looking to cash in our Dine and Discover vouchers before they expire tonight. About $66 million worth has been spent over the past week. Updating sport, the NRL is back tonight with Manly hosting Melbourne to kick off round 16. Both Dally Cherry-Evans and Jake Trbojevic will line up for the Sea Eagles after Origin 2 on Sunday. And defending Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic is full of praise for Thanasi Kokkinakis following a straight sets win over the Aussie in the second round this morning.
That was facing a really tricky opponent, someone that serves well, has a big serve, big forehand, so I didn't want to give him too much time.
Listener.